Good show today. We've got a very special guest. We got Dan on the left coast. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. And we've got Mr. Jeff Mullins on from Allegiance Ammunition and Allegiance Ammo. You can go online right now, check out his website, and see what we're talking about. Dan, welcome to the Dan and Dave Show.
Yes, sir. Gentlemen, thank you.
You're welcome. I had gotten information from Jeff over the years and his website and so forth, emails, and I decided, you know, this is interesting. I want to call him and find out about his ammunition and why do I want to buy it for a 9mm or 223 as compared to another box of ammunition, and got Jeff on, and Jeff is just a super guy, and we've had fun chatting a couple of two or three times before the show today. So, Jeff, give us a little background on Mr. Mullins, and then we'll get started with talking about your ammunition.
Okay, good to join you guys. What we manufacture is a jacketed, lead-free, frangible round. Frangible came out some time ago, and it was always used for training, and they always figured that that was the most that it could ever be done with frangible, but we got to working with it, and there's so many more advantages with a frangible round than with a solid lead core round. And we've been shooting, since 12 years old. I remember when I got my first .22 rifle, I'd go up and down the, ride my bike up and down the road and gather up pop bottles to take to the store to trade in for a box of .22 shells. So been shooting quite a while and hunting as much as I can. And we got into the development of this round with the help of some people. And at that time, the frangible round was not really considered to be a self-defense tactical type round. Because they were injection molding the bullets, centering them, but they hadn't really entered into that self-defense realm of them. So we began working with them, and instead of centering or injection molding, which we did look at one time, we found that it would work much better if it was inside of a jacket. So we had to develop a way to get the density that we need, get the integrity that we need, and then get it into a copper jacket and then swage it, point form it, much just like a regular full metal jacket round. But that's where the difference stops at. And I'm sure you guys are familiar with lead and how lead reacts and what lead does and the malleability of lead. Whereas a powdered metal bullet, it has much more structural integrity, and that gives it the ability to be able to penetrate through thick tissue, thick bone, and hide to get into the soft vital organs. And I'm sure that your listeners, if they're hunters, they've had game that's gotten away from them from the bullet shooting through the animal. And that's one of the things that we hear is we want to be able to have a blood trail. And then whenever you ask them, why do you want a blood trail, it's so that we can track them. Well, what about if you had a bullet that was so efficient that you didn't need a blood trail? A bullet that would deposit 100% of the energy inside of the target and drop it dead in its tracks. And that's what this bullet does.
Jim, I just looked up the definition of frangible. You pulled out a word that I wasn't familiar with. And the definition is it's easily broken or breakable. So mm-hmm. What you're saying is your bullet breaks apart, or is it broken apart already before it's fired? Does it come in pieces and then it's encased in a copper jacket?
No. The reason that we put it in a copper jacket is to give it the structural integrity to be able to get down the barrel without pre-fragmenting. And this is one of the, I guess, mysteries that's kind of hard for people to understand, is that the bullet will go down the barrel, and then whenever it goes inside and it hits fluid pressurized fluid-filled tissue, and that's what a body is a pressurized electronic walking water cavity that's pressurized. And when it hits that fluid, it's that pressurized fluid that makes the bullet fragment. It doesn't fragment until it hits the fluid.
Jeff, I got to admit, you sound like a total expert on this. How do you get a degree in bullets? Or maybe you got
an era.
You may have your doctorate in bullets, for all I know.
We've been doing this '96.
You know, when you decided to look into it and so forth, my goodness, where do you even really get us a starting point?
Well, you just have to start shooting, and when we made our first bullet, it took us all day. It probably took us between 8 to 10 hours to make our first successful bullet. And then the next day, we doubled our production. We were able to make 2 successful bullets. So it's just a very long process of try this, try this, try this. Learn from what your mistakes are, and you see what's happening, and then you try to adjust. You adjust your powder, you adjust your mix, your blend, your hardness, your swaging pressure. I think we've had an education that we couldn't have gotten at Harvard.
Well, do you start out with an adhesive?
Are you using an adhesive to hold that bullet together?
Well, we use a binding process that works in a cold weld process, what we call cold welding the product. Everything that in the operation, the production of this bullet, the industry has said, well, it won't work that way. You can't make it work that way. And when we would ask why, it was, well, it's just not designed to work that way. So, I guess
that sounds like you were talking to all Democrats. they don't give you a reason. They just say it won't work like that.
Well, I think sometimes they want to keep new technology out. They got the market capitalized on a lead bullet, and that's what they're set up to make is a lead bullet, and that's it would cost them millions and millions of dollars to be able to do. What we've done, and it's hard for new technology to gain ground inside an industry that's been set for so long, dealing with the lead projectiles. Lead's been around since the 17th century.
Mm-hmm.
They used old lead balls in the musket loaders, and they're still using the same base material that they did in the 17th century. And basically, all that they've really done is put a copper jacket around it and punched a hole in the nose and called it a jacket hollow point. And that's it.
Hmm.
So how about cost?
Not lead then?
No. Our bullet is a blend depending upon what the user is looking for to accomplish. But we may use tungsten. We may use tungsten copper. We may use copper tungsten. Copper tin, depending upon the density that we want to achieve, and speed, size, ratio, frangibility, penetration, all of those things take a part to develop what kind of bullet that we want to make. We made a bullet for one user. They went to everyone else in the industry, and they were looking for a 223 or 556 round. That would not penetrate or crack a 3 millimeter thick stainless, or I'll say thin, 3 millimeter, because that's about a .181 thin stainless steel pipe at 10 feet. But it still had to kill the bad guy at 200 meters. So that's probably been one of our more challenging projects that we've done, in being able to do something that nobody else has been able to do. And with powdered metal, we've just skimmed the surface of what is capable of being accomplished using powdered metal instead of lead.
Jeff, the things that you're talking about, Jeff, and somebody comes to you and wants certain specifications, it would sound to me like you would have to have some very sophisticated equipment, like you said, to check the speed, check this, check that. How does a person get to that point that you can check the speed of the bullet as it leaves the weapon and so forth?
Well, that's checking the velocities. That's a very simple thing. You just have to have a chronograph. We've got some different chronographs that we use just for a quick velocity check, and then we've got a little more older, sophisticated equipment when we've got to get down to the really fine tacks of it. But it's just tooling that you need and you gather over the years, and being it's just the simplicity of mechanics in trying to figure out what needs to be done.
So do you go after the to specialize a customized type order, or are you trying to fulfill a gap in what's already available, and where do you stand in the process of all this?
Well, we have COTS, which is commercial on-the-shelf ammunition, which is specialized. It's standard to us, but it's specialized when compared to what else is in the industry. And we try to make it to where it's as close to factory lead core ammo, so it'll have the same point of impact, so that people can still practice with their lead core ammo, and then whenever they need tactical duty or self-defense, they can put this in the magazine and still have the same point of impact. So to one degree, if a user has a particular request or a particular need that he needs the round to be able to do something outside of what lead can do, then they'll come to us. And then we may have something close to what they need, but we might have to tweak it just a little bit. Maybe a little more frangibility, maybe a little more penetration, just depend on what their mission need is.
You know, I started to say, I assume that all the police departments, but I actually assume that police departments stay away from yours because, quote, unquote, they're not out to kill the person. They want to just wound them where they can arrest them or whatever. Is that
No, that's not the case. A police officer, and boy, if anybody ever needed any held up in prayer, it's our police force. But a police officer is going to try to calm the situation and resolve the situation, and then he has tools in which, if he needs, if it's not going to work that way, then he has, you know, a stun gun or pepper spray or whatever. But whenever a police officer pulls his gun, that is a last resort. That's the last thing that he's going to do. Usually all other methods, all other options have been exhausted, and if he pulls his gun, his intention is to shoot to kill.
So
if that's the case, if that's the case, then you want something that is going to stop the threat instantly, very quickly. And also, as odd as this may sound, you want something that's going to stop the threat as humanely as possible. And lead core ammo, jacket hollow point ammunition, you'll have to shoot the guy sometimes 3, 4, 5, depending upon which caliber, 7 or 8 times. And when you get the police officer on the stand and they try to make him look bad, you know, why did you have to shoot this guy 7, 8, 9 times? The real reason, actually, is because the ammo failed. It wouldn't stop the threat. So that's what ours does.
So with that said, not only you have the police departments, all sorts, shapes, and forms, what about the military?
We've got a couple of rounds that they're looking at. We manufacture a subsonic round, a 5.56 subsonic round, that will function the M4 and AR-15 at 1,000 feet per second. That was the first, I guess that was our showcase, the first one that we came out with. We did something that nobody else could do, and that was make the AR function at that low of velocity without having any modifications to the gun. To do that, we had to use a 110 grain bullet in 5.56, and we used tungsten so that it wouldn't be a great big long bullet, but it would be as short as we could possibly get it so we could stabilize it. And, you know, nobody wants to modify their gun, because then if they go back to standard ammo, then they may have to remodify and then modify back to subsonic. So we tried to work and tried to make it on a standard stock spec platform gun that would work. And the only thing that if you're going to shoot subsonic, you're going to have a suppressor attached to the end of the gun, and that's the only thing that you've got to do is put a suppressor on it, and it's shooting. It's just like shooting standard ammo, except a whole lot quieter. You can actually be outside the office. We've had groups in here that wanted to take a look at it, and they couldn't believe how quiet it was. And we'd have one of our employees stand outside the office and would be shooting the gun, and they couldn't hear it. They would not be able to hear it on the inside of the office.
Wow. With that being said, we've got to do one of those nasty breaks. You're listening to America's Web Radio, the Dan and Dave Show. We've got Jeff Mullins from Allegiance Ammunition on the air with us today. We'll be back right after this.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on americaswebradio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on americaswebradio.com anytime you like.
The disease of addiction is a life-altering challenge, not just for the person suffering its effects, but also for the family and friends who support and love the one caught in its grasp. What should be the course of treatment? Who is the best person to render treatment? And what is the best place to go for the care that is needed? We know that you want answers to these and many more questions. Call 770-696-9862 and speak to a representative of the Atlanta Healing Center. They can tailor a program specifically designed to address the needs of the person suffering with an addiction or give you guidance as to where that help may be found. Information is the key, and the trained staff at AHC is here to assist. If you wish, you can also get more information on the website located at www.atlantahealingcenter.com.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And welcome back to America's Web Radio and the Dan and Dave Show. And this, I'm sitting here, I'd rather listen than talk. This is a very interesting conversation with Jeff Mullins. Jeff is, if you're not president, I would assume you're president and CEO and CFO and all the rest of the O's of Allegiance Ammunition. And Jeff, you're out of Virginia, right?
Yes, sir. Clintwood, Virginia, a small town in the southwest part of Virginia.
And if somebody wants to order your ammunition, they can go online. Or you do have some dealers across the country as well, right?
Yes, we do. We do have dealers, and we are setting up our dealer network now. We're putting together our rep group, and they're going to be calling on dealers all across the United States.
Fantastic. So, Dan, I think you had a question on a problem that we're now having in Texas, and many other states are having the same problem. And Jeff has the answer to helping cure that problem, I believe.
Well, in Oregon, we don't have this problem so much, but I understand in Texas, those poor folks have a bunch of wild hogs running around, and they're really causing a mess. And I see on Jeff's website here that he has a bullet for that purpose. Jeff, can you tell us about that?
Yes, sir. Hogs is becoming a more so than a nuisance, they're becoming an actual threat. They are going in and wiping out. I've actually had farmers tell me that they'll wipe out acres and acres of crops in just one night. And they, I think it's what, every 4 years they're able to double. And I may not be correct on that, but I think I was told every 4 years, if you've got 100 hogs every 4 years, that's going to double to 200. So the hog population is out of hand. And the ammunition that's out there now, a lead bullet, it just won't kill them with one shot. We have guys that come to us and said, can you make something that we can kill with in one shot and take these things down? So we took a look, and the hardest part to do with a hog is that real thick shoulder blade, or the armor, they call it the armor plating, to be able to put a round through it and to reach the vital organs. I've been on hunts before, and a guy shot one with a 44 mag. And if any caliber you thought would go through that, you would think a 44 mag would, but it actually stopped it. I was very surprised.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And we've seen a hog. I was on a hunt with a gentleman, and he shot, he did a headshot on a hog, and it was probably about, 25 yards away or something. And I guess the angle, the hardness of the skull, I don't know, but it actually bounced a 30-30 bullet off the skull. So I don't know if it's a difference in thickness of bone or what, but they're a very tough animal to kill. So you've got to go through thick bone and hide to get in there. So what we did is, again, we turned to powdered metal, and we wanted something with a good density to it, a good heavy density to be able to go through that. So we took a powdered metal tungsten combination, and now that we've been able to make a fragment better in fluid, we have a 62-grain jacketed bullet that's going about 3,000 feet a second. And then we have a 75-grain that's doing about 2,550 feet a second. And then we have 110 that's doing about 2,100 feet per second, all of them. It's not going to be like a malleable lead bullet that just squash up. It's going to bust through that bone. And then when it gets into the fluid area, the soft fluid-filled tissue, it's going to fragment in multiple directions. And we heard some reports back on some 62-grain ammo that we sent down to Texas. And the guy said he shot seven. All five of them were one shot. And one of them was on the run. He shot it, and it was going around in a circle. And I reckon that's their last act or whatever they do before they die. But he said, I went ahead and shot him twice just to make sure and put him down. He said, but the other two were dead. But he didn't want to have to be tracked them, so he went ahead and shot them twice. But he said of those five, it was clean, one shot, stopped, dropped them dead, like nothing that he's ever seen before. The other bullets, you know, the solid core bullets, they'll shoot through the animal, and the animal will take off. A lead bullet may or may not even get on the inside, and they take off. But with powdered metal, there is no getting away from them. If you can hit them, we can kill them.
What about dropper?
That may be the solution to the hogs.
Jeff, what about your distance and drop rate?
Well, the 62, it's going the same velocity as what a standard M855 62-grain lead core is going. So you're going to have the same range, same accuracy, same drop as what that bullet's doing. That was more of a long-range type round. The 80... you're getting into more of a wooded area in which the shot's going to be, you know, maybe 50 yards in, something of that nature. And then the 110 grain, we designed it for a really heavy wooded area that if it hits a branch or something, it's not going to be thrown off course. But the 110 is more of the up close and personal type of round that's going to deliver an absolute massive amount of shock trauma to the central nervous system of the animal. When you go inside with a lead bullet, it makes just one path at best. And it doesn't do a lot of permanent damage. It makes a stretch cavity. Well, when you go in with a powdered metal bullet, and that bullet fragments back to thousands upon thousands of tiny, sharp, jagged pieces of metal, it makes a tremendously large wound cavity, a permanent wound cavity that destroys all that tissue that it comes in contact with, and it doesn't contract back. And what that does is one of the things that we've noticed from reports from guys that use the ammo overseas and for guys that use it in the field is they'll notice that the target will tighten up. All their muscles will just tighten up just like they're going into shock. Well, they are, because it creates so much damage that it shocks that central nervous system, and that's what shuts it down so quick. You're not waiting on an animal or a bad guy to bleed out. You hit him in the central nervous system, and that's what shuts him down so fast. It's a whole different concept than what you might be accustomed with a lead bullet.
Yeah, I mean,
Are your rounds only for a rifle, or do you have handgun rounds also?
We make a 380. We make two 9mm, and we've actually gone hog hunting and killed successfully with the 380.
That's interesting.
It's hard. I mean, if somebody, we actually make a 675 grain 50 BMG that's doing 2,850 feet per second. Now, if I told you that that round will go through 1 inch of metal, that wouldn't surprise you a bit. You would think, well, a 50 BMG is supposed to go through 1 inch of metal. But if I told you that I could stop that round inside of a 2 gallon water jug, you would think I'm crazy. But with powdered metal technology, that's exactly what we can do. We can stop, and that's 12 ton of energy that we can stop inside of a gel block, inside of a soft target.
Wow.
Well, your physics here are beyond me. I don't understand how all of this works, but obviously you do, and you've created a very fine, effective product. You were talking earlier about hunters, and I would think that if I shot a deer with one of your frangible bullets, I would have particles in the deer. Is that an issue or a problem?
No. And I've shot deer. I actually chipped a tooth. Well, it was elk. I shot an elk and processed meat, brought it home, fried it up, and I shot it with a lead core bullet, a jacketed lead core bullet, and I actually chipped a tooth from a piece of the jacket that was left in it. But this bullet, people think, oh, I'm going to be eating metal. No, you're not.
Yeah.
Because this bullet will go through the shoulder. It will go through the meat, and then whenever it hits the gut filled area, the soft tissue area, the fluid filled area, that's when it fragments. And if you clean them out just like normal, you're not going to find any parts of the bullet.
With that, let everybody think. We got to let everybody think about that for a second, and we've got to take another break. We'll be back on the Dan and Dave Show right after this.
Cook Immigration Partners is your passport through the immigration maze. Whether it's help with E-Verify in your business, or help in how to document a new employee under the new I-9 rules, or if you marry a foreign national, Cook Immigration Partners is your best choice for a legal advocate. Call us today at 866-286-6200. That's 866-286-6200, or visit us on the web at www.immigration.net.
Did you miss a show that you really wanted to hear? All of our programs are available for download on AmericasWebRadio.com and on iTunes. You can listen to your favorite programs on americaswebradio.com anytime you like.
This is Dr. George from Peachtree ENT Center. We've won patient care awards and have the highest patient recommendations because we believe in practicing medicine the old-fashioned way. Practicing good medicine is based in listening to the patient and making a care plan that is individual. The best medical care is given when there is a strong doctor-patient relationship built on mutual trust and respect. At Peachtree ENT Center, we believe in taking care of the whole patient because healing is more than writing a prescription. Whether you have problems hearing, have frequent throat or sinus infections, from the time you call our office and speak to a real person, you'll be treated as an individual and not as an ailment. During your visit, you will not be rushed and all your questions will be answered. When possible, natural treatments will be recommended to fix the problem. If surgery is recommended, cost-effective, minimally invasive treatment for snoring, sleep apnea, or sinus problems will be offered because Peachtree ENT Center is where patient care counts.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show on America's Web Radio, and we're glad to have you. We've got Jeff Mullins on from Allegiance Ammunition, and we encourage everybody to go to the Allegiance website and check it out. And also, if you're into self-defense and into particularly anybody that's in the has a carry license and into home protection and so forth, this is a program you got to listen to. We'll have it archived and up for you to listen to in the next few days. So Jeff has more than proven in a few minutes his knowledge of ammunition, and it's just absolutely incredible. And what his ammunition will do compared to our normal ammunition that we all think about. So with that being said, Jeff, your distributors and your dealers across the country, if a person walks into a store and says, I want some Allegiance ammunition, and the guy looks at him with sort of the deer in the headlights look, they need to give him the information about where they can contact you, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We would prefer, we do have a web presence. People can go online and buy if they want to, but we would prefer to work with dealers.
And I assume that's going to, once that has taken off, I just can't imagine you'll be looking back at all. And with our military as well, and with police departments across the country. Wow, you've got quite a bright future in front of you.
This round does something that lead core bullet is just not capable of doing. You know how bad guys will hide in a crowd, and they will they'll be in a crowd of innocent civilians, and they'll be shooting at the good guys. And the good guys is not so much worried about hitting their target as what's behind their target. And what a powder metal bullet does is it allows the shooter to be able to surgically pinpoint the threat and eliminate it without creating any collateral damage or hurting any innocent bystanders. You could reach in, stop the threat without worrying about shooting and shooting through and hitting and killing somebody else.
Do you have a video? I mean, obviously you can't kill somebody and put it on YouTube exactly, but do you have a video on your website, or have you done a YouTube type video showing what the round will do?
Oh, yes. We've got several videos on our website, jail block videos showing the rounds going through sheetrock walls, the one strike. It will fragment as it goes through the wall so it doesn't go into multiple rooms. We've got several videos of that up. The 62, we've got that one up. We've got the whole complete line up on YouTube and up on our website.
Fantastic.
And if they want to see what it does in tissue, we do have autopsy shots in which we show hog shots that's been done, the damage done, anything that they want to see, we'd be able to email them.
Wow. That is, I'm finding this fascinating, both from a hunting standpoint as well as from a protection standpoint. And I'm glad to hear that you have a 380 round. That even makes me happier.
Yes. Yes, we do have a little 380 round. Like I said earlier, we have gone hunting with a 380, and we've actually taken hogs with as small as a 32 ACP.
The round obviously works, and works very well.
Yes, sir. It works, and it works extremely well.
What with your crystal ball, what do you foresee? I've sort of come around, you know, talking military, talking police departments and so forth. Where do you feel like Allegiance is going to go?
Well, I think that with today's threat and what we're seeing, people are wanting something that does a much more better efficient job than what standard lead core ammo is capable of doing. I think that they're wanting something to go in, do business, stop the threat, get back out, and not have to worry about the threat coming back on them. And also wanting to be as humane as possible and be as safe as possible with what this round is capable of doing.
I think what you said a minute ago about a trained individual, a policeman and so forth, being able to take someone down in a crowd is just incredible.
Yes. I mean, you could take a 308 and you could do a shot on a threat with 308 and not worry about it going through the bad guy's body and possibly hitting an injuring a bystander. And that's just something that has never been done. And that's something that's never been claimed of somebody being able to do. And quite frankly, if somebody told me that you could stop a 12-ton of energy 50 BMG round in a large watermelon, I'd lie at them and call them crazy. But that's what with powder. With that technology, that's what we're capable of doing.
Do you see it?
I've always thought that home defense, one of the issues with shooting somebody in your home is the round's going to go through the perpetrator, through the wall, into your neighbor's house. So I like the idea of the frangible round, and it stops at the first contact. And I see people at the gun stores, and they're buying real high-efficient rounds, high-load rounds for home defense, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, those. I don't know where that round's going to go once it leaves the barrel.
Well, if you're in court, you have to be able to account for each round that you shoot. And if you're in your house, you want something that you're going to have, even after you fire it, you have some amount of control over it. And the brand that we have called One Strike, we named it that because it usually takes just one round to be able to do it, but we have that in 9mm and also in 223. There's a lot of people that's defending their home now with 223, and man, you shoot somebody in your house with 223, you miss, that round is going to go through multiple rooms, and it may end up in somebody else's house, and that's where you'd be in a lot of trouble at. Well, we have a 55-grain bullet in 223 that will fragment as it goes through one half-inch sheetrock wall. And the videos, the high-speed videos that we have on our website will show the bullet fragmenting coming through the other side of the wall, and you can see that copper the fragmented bullet coming through. And we also have that in the 9mm, the One Strike 9mm 70 grain and the 223 One Strike 55 grain.
Now I'm looking at your 9mm 70 grain and it has an orange cap. Is that cap plastic or what? And what's the purpose of the
It's a special hard. It is a plastic cap. It's a plastic ball, and it has a specific density to it that helps it to fragment as it's going through the sheetrock wall, and also into a body. So that ball adds in aiding in the fragmentation of the round.
Okay.
And then we use different colors to be able to color code so that you'll know that you've got the one strike or that you've got the power strike that will penetrate through a wall. It'll penetrate through soft barriers, whereas the one strike will fragment as it goes through soft barriers.
Now, if I wanted to order a box, do I need to fill out forms? Do I need to fill out a special form to get that through the mail or through delivery?
No, just it's nothing special. It's not considered to be armor penetrating or anything of that nature. It meets and complies with all DOJ specifications for ammunition. Just go to the website, fill out a standard order form, and we'll send it to you. If you're in, I think some states require a FOIA card before we can ship the ammo to you, but in most of all states, we can UPS it right straight to your door.
Good deal. Okay.
And if you're wearing a vest, what's it going to do if the bad guy happens to be wearing a vest? What's it going to do with the vest?
Well, it the handgun rounds will not penetrate a vest, but neither will a jacket hollow point. Now, a 223 round, depending upon the level of vest, will penetrate a vest, and so will ours. Typically, any surface that a lead bullet will penetrate, so will these. Okay? Any surface that would cause a lead bullet to ricochet, these will fragment back to powder metal dust.
Wow.
With the exception of the one strike, and the one strike will fragment on the soft barriers as it goes through them.
Neat. What are we
pretty
missing?
Pretty well thought out, isn't it, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Jeff, what are we missing here?
We've been doing this since 96.
And how many folks are involved with your business?
I think we have 8 full-time employees.
So you're making...
all in Virginia?
Yes, sir.
So you're making the rounds and preparing for the big order, right?
The Silent Strike is our, the full-functioning subsonic round. That one is hard to keep on the shelf. That one, as a matter of fact, we usually keep a back order on it because we can't make it fast enough.
Wow.
But yes, we're trying to get something on the shelf, but we like seeing it going out the door even better.
And our next step between you and myself is that we're going to arrange a hunt out at my farm in Texas. Is that right,
brother? We're ready.
I'm ready too. I think that'll be fun.
We'd love to try some of that 62. Try it for ourselves, the 62, especially that 110. I'd love to see an autopsy on what that 110 does.
Can you, if you're flying, can you ship this stuff as you're flying, or do you ship it in advance, or how does all that work with our infamous government?
Well, you have to, whenever you're flying, you have to put your gun, you can fly with it. You know, hunters do that all the time. You can fly with it. As long as you keep your gun and ammo in two separate cases, or that's the way that it used to be.
And now you can't even put it in your laptop.
Don't know about that, but.
Well, with that being said, we got to take another break. We'll be back with Jeff and Dan right after this.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose, and with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Whether cruising the strip in a 57 Chevy or taking the family on a vacation in a 71 Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser, you need to tune in to Classic Cars with Steve Ronaldo and Jim Weber every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on americaswebradio.com.
Your auto love and investment demands the best, and for 45 years, Passport Transport has been meeting those demands. From manufacturers to the one-car collectors and all other facets of the auto industry and antique auto hobby. The first and the finest with unequaled service and peace of mind. Passport Transport, your auto transportation company. Contact PassportTransport.com with your need today. Passport Transport.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back on the Dan and Dave Show with Jeff Mullins from Allegiance Ammunition. And this has been, you know, I've been doing this, started the station in 2005, and we've had a lot of interesting guests on, a lot of interesting products on, but maybe it's just because of my love of hunting and started when I was a kid. I'm fascinated at what your ammunition will do. And I'm still trying to wrap my head around somebody sitting there and saying, well, I want a bullet to do this, or I want a round to do this. Let me ask, is there ever any problem with like an AR-15 or whatever that, and if most people have been through the service, they realize that you don't put it on full automatic and go blasting out 16 rounds for the fun of it. But is there any problem at all with any jamming or anything like that if you are on full automatic?
No, it she'll run just like a standard NATO spec round wheel, standard 223 round wheel. We do it several times in our demonstrations. Hit the giggle switch and let it run.
Wow. The ATF must love you.
We'll touch on this just a little bit, but, you know, we're lead free, so we're good for the environment. That, you know, you're not dumping toxic lead into the ground. If you go to court, we've been asked about this. If I go to court, how am I going to defend this? And we sat down with our attorneys and talked to them about it, and they took a look at the standard jacketed hollow point versus our round, and they said, well, you know, actually we had rather defend this round over a jacketed hollow point round because, number one, and some of these may sound silly, but whenever you're in court, you want as much good evidence on your side as possible. Number one, it's lead-free, so that shows that you had a concern for the environment. You didn't want to put toxic material into the ground. Number two, it shows that you had a concern for bystanders because in the event that you had to engage a bad guy, you didn't want something that had the possibility of shooting through the bad guy and hitting somebody else, and you were willing to pay extra because you didn't want a round that, in case you missed, ricocheted and hitting someone else. So that shows you had a concern and you was trying to contain as much collateral damage as possible. And then also it shows that you also had a concern for stopping the threat, and this is very important, but you stopped the threat humanely. You didn't shoot him 10 times. You was only able to, or you only had to shoot him one time.
You know, I just thought of another area that I would think the Secret Service would be knocking on your door momentarily and wanting to buy you out.
Well, I don't know about that, but we'll definitely be happy to talk to them if they do give us a call.
Dan, did you have something?
Well, in my mind, I have this picture when we first started talking with Jeff. He said that he loved shooting, and as a boy, he would ride his bicycle and pick up
bottles and with his 22 and go into the store and get rounds. Well, I just was thinking about him getting off his bicycle carrying his 22 into the store and what would happen now if he tried the same thing. Times have really changed with weapons.
I did the same thing.
I had a little motor scooter and I'd shoot rabbits and carry my 22, and you know, it was just part of my outfit. I'd put on my boots, jeans, shirt, and 22.
I had a, when my first gun was a little one of those little wire frame 22 single shots, and loved that little. I still have it. Matter of fact, my grandkids have shot it. And then whenever I got a Remington Model 66 semi-auto, brother, there wasn't a pop bottle up and down that ditch line that I hadn't picked up. I couldn't get enough pop bottles to keep that thing fed.
Yeah, a lot of good memories.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good memories. And the other thing that kind of crossed my mind, I really didn't know about subsonic rounds. That's kind of new to me. And what you're saying is that the sound, the loud sound of a gunfire is the bullet breaking the sound barrier?
Well, hot gas, there's some other things with it. Hot gas is breaking the sound barrier. Yes, with a suppressor on the end of the gun, that takes care of a lot of that, but you still got that round breaking the sound barrier. And the challenge was to make the gun function in semi and full automatic mode, just like it would with regular ammunition, but only doing it with the bullet going 1,000 feet per second. And that one was a tough one. And we had to kind of think outside the box to be able to do that. And, you know, people think that you can, you have subsonic 9mm, but until now, until we made our 223 subsonic, you've never, it's always been a Hollywood thing to be able to shoot an M4 at subsonic in, you know, actual real life. But now you can.
Hmm.
And it sounds like a big air gun, basically. You can actually hear the mechanics. The only way that we could make it any quieter is if we found some way, or a gun company found some way, to soften the sound of the mechanics of the gun.
Wow. Yeah,
but, I mean,
that's an interesting,
really super quiet.
Yeah, I would think that would have a lot of application.
Oh, hunters, hog hunters down in Texas, they love that round. They can be waiting on the hogs to come in, bait them in, and then they can shoot them, and the hogs won't know that they won't hear the gunfire, and they see their brother Porky go down, and they can't figure out what's going on. And they'll go over, they'll nudge the hog, they'll try to get him up, or, you know, find out what's going on. The next thing you know, boom, they're down.
They're down.
Yep. There was a department that came over and borrowed our subsonic rifle. They had to take care of some deer that was in town. And there was about, I think it was five deer that was in a guy's yard. And, I mean, they wasn't pulling any shots that were dangerous or anything of that nature. But they shot five deer, and they pulled up to get the deer out of the yard. And a guy came outside because he saw the lights. And he was wanting to know, you know, what are they doing? And he saw those deer, and they said, you know, what happened? And he couldn't believe that those guys was able to shoot that deer, and he didn't hear the gunfire. Of course, now, we live back in the country, too, so that, you know, small rural town. But the subsonic can give the hunter tremendous stealth capability that's never been afforded before. Also, the law enforcement, special ops, you're able to go in, knock out a lot, take out a sentry, take out a dog, whatever, without giving away your position by the sound of gunfire.
Well, what about flash?
With a suppressor, no flash.
Does the standard AR-15 or M-16 flash suppressor take care of all that?
Well, the suppressor, whenever, you know, there's, you know, the difference in a flash suppressor and a suppressor is you've got a, it's a silencer that's on the end of the gun, and a good silencer will take care of any flash.
Okay.
So if you
very interesting.
Yeah, if they had a mission in which they had to go in and as quietly as possible, they could go in, you know, 50, 75 yards, take out their sentries, go in, do business, and come back out, and nobody ever know they're there.
I just find that incredible. And like I said, you should have a SEAL knocking on your door shortly. I just, you know.
We certainly hope so.
I think you're there. I think you never know who's listening to this show, be it today or tomorrow or 3 weeks from now, that knows somebody that knows somebody. And I think what we've covered today is going to prove that. I'm just, what you've got is very, very impressive. And what are the legalities of selling out of state? And when I say out of state, out of the U.S. Like if you wanted to go.
Well, you have to be registered with the State Department, ITAR, and we are. And then we do have overseas customers, and they send in the necessary proper documents. We fill them out. Their government signs it, then we send it to the State Department for approval. And, I mean, we can go online and see which countries are friendly, and we would never, you know, we're never going to sell to some country that is against the United States, obviously, and the State Department won't allow you to do that. But you send it to the State Department, and then they approve it, and you can ship it just like regular freight.
So what you need is a bunch more business. And you may already have enough.
I know what I want is a way to buy stock in the business.
Well, we're a small private company, but we hope to grow.
Oh, and I don't think there's any question that you will. Jeff, we've got about 30 seconds. You want to say any last words? Other than you and I are going to talk, and we're going to
just say thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to come online or to come on the radio and talk about it. And if anybody has any questions whatsoever, our phone number is on the website, 276-639-6884. Give us a call. I know this is a new technology, and it's hard to get your mind wrapped around it, but it works, and it's the wave of the future.
I believe it. Jeff Mullins, Allegiance Ammunition, thanks for being with us. We got to get out of here, get ready for Kurt Sumner and the Land Surveying Show right after this. Thanks again, Jeff.
Thanks, sir.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.